Umm Zakia, I think she has the similar question to Umm Ayyub here, and she says she has two Tunisian boys, and she wants you, doctor, to give them some advice on how they can be good Muslims, and especially in these modern times.
Okay. Number one, I would pay an advice to myself and to the parents. Be a good role model in order for your youth to be good. When I found a couple who were drinking, I was living somewhere where I found a couple, Muslim couple. Mm-hmm. Actually, two brothers who were drinking. So I tried to alert the father who's living abroad. So when I called him and I said, brother so-and-so, I don't know how to approach you. I don't know how to tell you this, but we found a horrible thing that in a Muslim country, your sons are actually drinking and drinking in abundance. So his reply made me not optimistic at all. He asked me, what? Are you sure? What are they drinking? Beer or wine? I said, what difference does it make? Beer or wine? So from this answer, from the first moment, I realized that they must be drinking because the father himself is drinking. He might be thinking drinking beer is okay. No. So if they exceeded the limit and they started drinking wine, that's something different. Mm. Then I told him, anyway, they're drinking both. You know, but I want to tell you that being a role model to your children, to your employees, to any person who's under your guardianship is the best mean of bringing them up in a proper way, making them exactly a copy of you. This is number one. Number two, I'd like to address those youth, and I say, if I have a wish to be fulfilled, I would like to go back to my teenage era, where I was following the shuyukh, making i'tikaf, attending the halqas, in addition to going to my regular school. This is the best time in my life. This is the time of planting in order to harvest later on. Once you graduate and once you already have a career, it is very hard to seek knowledge, religious knowledge. It is very hard to be as active as in the past because now you have responsibilities. You have a family to look after. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam counted in the seven hadith, which is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, seven categories whom will be sheltered on the Day of Judgment, under the shelter and the shadow of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day when there will not be any other shadow or shade except His. One of them is, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. And a young man who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The key to that is never ever miss a prayer in the masjid in jama'ah. If you do that, that is the best means towards success in this life and in the hereafter. Success in your studies, in your school, with regards to your religious commitment. This is the right beginning, and this is the best means of remaining steadfast wherever you go. Make sure that you attend all your prayers in the masjid. Isha, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, all of them are the same. Give the priority to praying in the masjid in jama'ah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ إِلَّا الْقَاصِيَةِ. Like a herd of sheep, the wolf would target which one of them? The one which will graze astray by itself. Then this is an easy hunt for Satan. So stick to good company. Stick to the jama'ah in the masjid. And last but not the least, because I was told that we're out of time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you have a parents or a parent, they are your key to paradise. So he prayed against one who may witness the life of his parents or one of them and does not make it to heaven through them. رَغِمَ أَنْفُ عَبِدٍ, may be humiliated and disgraced, one who witnesses the life of his parents or one of them, and they do not make him enter heaven, or he does not make it to heaven through serving them. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.